Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and UAE signed 5 agreements for cooperation in various fields including nuclear energy and petroleum. New Delhi calls for ceasefire in Gaza at India-GCC meeting in Riyadh, reiterates two-state solution for Israel-Palestine conflict. GST Council in its 54th meeting in New Delhi decides to reduce tax rates for cancer drugs to 5% and for snacks to 12%. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court's order asking Uttar Pradesh government to prepare fresh list of 69,000 assistant teachers selected in 2019. And Defence Ministry strikes 26,000 crore rupees contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for 240 aero engines for Sukhoi 30 MKI aircraft. India and the UAE today signed 5 agreements in various areas including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. An MOU was signed between ADNOC and India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Limited. The MOUs were inked following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders expressed satisfaction with the substantial progress achieved in recent years in the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and discussed opportunities to further widen and deepen the partnership in all areas of bilateral cooperation. Later, President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Our correspondent reports that the Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi.
India and the UAE share a multifaceted relationship in which sustainability partnership forms a key pillar. This special bond is highlighted through a unique tradition of tree planting by UAE leaders at Rajghat in New Delhi. Today, Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan has planted an Amaltas sapling. He is the third generation leader from the UAE to plant a sapling at Rajghat. This marks the first time in the history of Rajghat that three generations of leaders from a single nation have planted trees honoring the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. Tomorrow, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's support for ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Speaking at the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue held in Riyadh today, Dr. Jaishankar also reiterated New Delhi's support for a two-state solution to end the current Israel-Palestinian conflict.
While we condemn acts of terrorism and hostage-taking, we are deeply pained by the continuing death of innocent civilians. Any response must take into account the principles of humanitarian law. We support a ceasefire as soon as possible. On the larger issue, we have consistently stood for a resolution of the Palestinian issue through a two-state solution. We have also contributed to the building of Palestinian institutions and capacities. Where humanitarian situation is concerned, we have provided relief and increased our support to UNRWA.
The meeting was chaired by Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. It was attended by foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council member countries, along with External Affairs Minister Jaishankar. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The strategic dialogue also led to an agreement on a joint action plan for 2024-28, which focuses on enhancing cooperation in academic and scientific fields. The plan sets out specific programs aimed at boosting cultural collaboration, allowing universities and academic institutions in both GCC and India to work together on scientific research and development. GCC Secretary General Jassim Al-Butawi highlighted that the inaugural India-GCC Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue reflects a sincere and mutual desire to enhance relations, benefiting the people and promoting stability and prosperity in the region. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC member countries, and Brazil. The discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional, and global issues. The Goods and Services Tax, GST Council, in its 54th meeting in New Delhi today, decided to slash the GST on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The meeting was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, along with finance ministers of several states. Briefing the media in the national capital after the meeting, Finance Minister Sitharaman said GST on selected snacks has been reduced from 18% to 12%.
GST rate on cancer drugs are being brought down. It's being reduced from 12% to 5% in order to further reduce the cost of cancer treatment. Namkeens, extruded, expanded, savory food items, GST rate on these is being reduced prospectively from 18 to 12%.
The minister said funds given for research to universities established by central and state governments and those that have obtained income tax exemption are exempted from GST. She added that the group of ministers on GST rate reduction for medical health insurance will submit its report by the end of October this year.
For the purpose of medical health insurance related GST, they will look into this matter and come with a report by end of October, just 1.5 months' time. And the GST Council, which will meet in November, will finalize based on this report which will come from the UN.
The GST Council has also agreed to form a group of ministers on compensation cess. Ms. Sitharaman mentioned that the group of ministers on rate rationalization and real estate submitted status reports today, including a report on online gaming and casinos. She also noted that revenue from online gaming has increased by 412%, reaching 6,909 crore rupees in 6 months. The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court order asking the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a revised list of 69,000 assistant teachers selected through the assistant teachers recruitment examination in 2019. The top court also stayed the High Court verdict, setting aside the selection lists of assistant teachers issued by the state authorities in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued notices to the state government and others, including the Secretary of the Uttar Pradesh Basic Education Board, on a plea filed by multiple individuals. The bench said it will fix the plea for hearing in the week commencing the 23rd of this month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for 240 AL-31FP Aero engines for Sukhoi-30 MKI aircraft at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees. According to the Ministry, these aero engines will be manufactured by the Koraput Division of HAL and enhance the operational capability of the Sukhoi-30 MKI fleet for defence preparedness. HAL will supply 30 aero engines annually, with the supply of all 240 engines expected to be completed over the next 8 years. This will give a boost to the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative of the government, as HAL will seek support from the country's defence manufacturing ecosystem involving MSMEs and both public and private industries. The vice chiefs of all three armed forces flew in the indigenous light combat aircraft Tejas for the first time during a multilateral exercise underway at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. The Jodhpur Air Force Station is hosting the second phase of the multilateral exercise Tarang Shakti till the 15th of this month. Vice Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal A.P. Singh, Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan and Vice Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General N.S. Rajasubramani boarded the Tejas fighter jets for almost 45 minutes. More from our correspondent.
The air force of 8 nations including India are participating with their assets and 16 other nations are witnessing the exercise as observer countries. The exercise aims to strengthening interoperability between the participating forces. A defense expo will also be organized from September 12 to 14 wherein India will showcase its indigenously manufactured weapons and aircraft to explore the global potential of defense exports by promoting Indian manufactured assets among friendly nations. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The Union Health Ministry has said the presence of Mpox clade 2 has been confirmed in an isolated patient and the case has been verified as a travel-related infection. The individual, a young male who recently travelled from a country experiencing ongoing Mpox transmission, is currently isolated at a designated tertiary care isolation facility. The patient remains clinically stable and does not have any systemic illness or multiple chronic conditions. The ministry said there is no indication of any widespread risk to the public at this time. Public health measures, including contact tracing and monitoring, are actively in place to ensure the situation is contained. Meanwhile, the centre has asked states and union territories to conduct screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. In Odisha, incessant rain triggered by low pressure in the Bay of Bengal has resulted in flash floods in the southern districts of Malkangiri and Koraput. The situation is alarming in Malkangiri, where thousands of people have been shifted to nearby relief camps. The Odisha Disaster Rapid Action Force has been deployed in various parts of Malkangiri district for rescue operations. The state government held a high-level meeting today to review preparedness for dealing with the situation in the two districts. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted extremely heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours in five coastal and adjoining districts, including Ganjam, Khordha, Puri, Nayagarh and Bodh. The Delhi government has today imposed a complete ban on the production, storage, sale and use of firecrackers to control pollution in the national capital. This ban will remain in effect until the 1st of January next year. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai said the decision was made in response to the increasing air pollution in the city during the winter season. The Janata Dal United will contest the Jharkhand Assembly elections with the BJP. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, the executive president of JDU, Sanjay Jha, said the seat-sharing formula between the two parties will be decided soon. Mr. Jha today held a meeting with party leaders and reviewed the prevailing political situation in the state. In Sri Lanka, the National Election Commission today held discussion with all the candidates contesting the presidential election in the island nation and their representatives. At the meeting, some candidates shared their concerns with the Election Commission on the use of state resources and the conduct of certain media institutions as well. A separate discussion was also held with election observers at the National Election Commission this afternoon. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on government's initiatives to foster the usage of solar energy. We will be joined in our studio by Dr. Arun Kumar Tripathi, Advisor, Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, and Professor Mohammad Rehan, Director General, National Institute of Solar Energy. Listeners can ask our experts questions on telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and UAE signed five agreements for cooperation in various fields, including nuclear energy and petroleum. New Delhi calls for ceasefire in Gaza at India-GCC meeting in Riyadh, reiterates two-state solution for Israel-Palestine conflict. GST Council in its 54th meeting in New Delhi decides to reduce tax rates for cancer drugs to 5% and for snacks to 12%. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court's order asking Uttar Pradesh government to prepare fresh list of 69,000 assistant teachers selected in 2019. And Defence Ministry strikes 26,000 crore rupee contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for 240 aero engines for Sukhoi 30 NKI aircraft. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.